The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Jennifer from the Those Darn Cats podcast, and I listen to Mickey Miles.
Hi, this is Michael Graza, and you are listening to the Mickey Miles podcast.
Hi, this is Heather from Harwich, Massachusetts, and I love the Mickey Miles podcast.
This is Angel Crane from Stamford, Connecticut. I listen to the Mickey Miles podcast.
This is Rick from Valencia, and I love listening to the Mickey Miles podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 533 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on today's show is Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
He's never going to get this. He's never going to get it.
No, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Hi, Michael.
I love the pause after your first name.
I know.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get it right. I'm going to say it right, and I'm just going to, when I do post-production, you'll hear Michelle Scribner-McLean. You know, whatever. But, hi, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, boy. We should have, like, a listener contest, like, who can say my name the right way and
maybe
give them a T-shirt or something.
Siri can do it. I don't know.
Even Siri does it the wrong. So, hi. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
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 Well, I know we have a lot going on. I do have a shout-out, and it is kind of a personal one. It is to my dear co-hosts and to the Mickey Milers for all their support this week. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yay.
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Mm.
Always there.
We meant last week and this week, because this is next. Well, never mind.
Next week, last week, whenever it was.
Cause we're always supportive.
You're always there.
Because this week is last week's next week, so.
I'm starting to hear the Dionne Warwick song. That's what friends are for, right?
Mm. Okay. I'm just getting confused by all of you.
And we also have with us the one and the only Chris Eliopoulos. Hello, Christopher. How are you?
You had a pause before you said my last name. Hi, Mike. Yeah, so I
What's
asked
new,
you guys,
Chris?
Yeah, I know. I was like, I asked you guys, and you're very polite enough to let me do some plugging. I never usually plug my books and stuff on here, but I wanted to give it just a quick plug that we've got two new books out. I Am Gandhi and I Am Sacagawea, which hit the New York Times bestseller list. And so they're out. So be sure to get them for your kids.
Who's we?
What do you mean? Who's we? Me and Brad Meltzer. My partner.
Yes. Yeah. It's got to mention Brad, right? Books.
Yep. And then next week or this week, when this comes out, we, have an activity, a sticker activity book based on these books that it's going to be available. So you can play with your kids and do puzzles and things like that. So that'll be out next week. And as always, please pick up my graphic novel, Cosmic Commandos, which is about my son. So, I need to pay for their college education, and then buying that book will help in that. So,
awesome.
Thank you for the plugs.
That's great. And just remember, my birthday's coming up in about 2 weeks. I need a sticker book. I'm just saying.
I can make something happen.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Sticker puzzles and, wow, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. Well, see, Mike's birthday's in July, but Christmas is coming up. And he has a long commute, so he would be that guy on the train to Boston.
And I'm playing with stickers, morning. And I got a sticker on my nose, and I got one on my forehead, and I got one on the seat in front of me. Yeah.
Put it on the window. That would be great. I'm sure everybody would love you for that.
That would be so cool. You're a free spirit, Mike.
Yes.
Congratulations, Chris.
Thanks.
Congratulations. So on today's show, we're going to do a little bit of what we did a few weeks ago when Chris put together a Pixar bracket kind of a show. And tonight we're going to try, or I should say today, because you're listening during the day, right? We're going to start a sort of another one that we want you to play along with us, where we're going to go through some brackets. But instead of doing Pixar films, Chris, what are we going to be doing?
We're going to do the Disney animation movies. We're going to do the ones that were done by by Disney Animation proper. No, like, sequels, no, you know, subgroups that, you know, created some movies for them. So we're going to do, like, the big ones. And obviously we'll go up to, I don't know, what's the most recent one that came out?
Would it be Moana?
Probably. So that might be the most recent. So that's where we're going to go to. So we'll go all the way back to Snow White. And
Coco is coming up, right? Coco is coming up.
That's a Pixar movie. Yeah.
Oh, that's Pixar. Okay.
Yeah. So, I've already set up the brackets, and we'll start to go through. This one, usually we kind of barrel through these because, you know, there's so many in the beginning. So would you like to get started? You want me to just start going through?
Let's go.
You go, Chris.
All right, Michelle, here we go. Our first bracket is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs versus Tarzan.
Oh, should we just say the way that you came up with these brackets? Because you explained it last time.
I just took all the movies and I put it into a generator, so it randomly generated brackets. So there was no kind of me just manipulating things. It was just totally open to chance. And so that's why they are this way. So you'll just... Okay.
All right, so I get to go first, huh?
Snow White and Seven Dwarfs or Tarzan.
All right. So as much as I love myself some Phil Collins music as much as the next gal and really like Rosie O'Donnell, I have to tip my hat to the history behind Snow White. I can't watch that without thinking of everything that it means and just all the stuff that I've read about Walt Disney. So for me, it's a no-brainer. It's got to be Snow White.
Mm-hmm. Miguel?
Well, you know, I think that would be a reason for most people to do that, Michelle. I think that... That's a great reason. I'm going to go with Snow White because I think that it was at that time, it was a big deal. I think it was the first full length animated film, and Tarzan was just another film. So I think Snow White has to get the nod from me as well.
Chris?
Oh yeah, I totally agree. I mean, come on, it was the ground setting. I mean it. It led to the whole thing and learned a lot of tricks on that one. And
think of what we wouldn't have had if that didn't do well financially, right?
Right. I mean, we wouldn't have had Disney at all. So, all right. So, okay, next one up.
All right, our show's over.
Good night, everybody. next one up is Fantasia 2000 and the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Mike, you want to go first this time?
Yeah, I think that Fantasia 2000. Oh, boy. I think I'm going to go with The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh because it's sort of a classic.
You're right.
And when you try to take on a classic, it can be an ultimate fail or an ultimate success. I think it was an ultimate success, so I'm going to go with Winnie the Pooh.
Michelle?
Well, Snow White, I think, was adopted from a German folktale, too, right? So, but yeah, A.A. Milne, Winnie the Pooh. It was just, I think it really produced a lot of characters who are just beloved, even today in the parks. And yeah. not that we wouldn't say that about Fantasia 2000, but yeah, that has to be Winnie the Pooh for me.
Yeah, agreed. It's a classic. I mean, my childhood is built on Winnie the Pooh and.
Yeah,
and Christopher Robin, like he was like my hero. So
yeah, I still have my Winnie the Pooh book from when I was a little kid on the shelf. Yep.
So that's the thing. So all right. So that's it. So moving on. Next one, Michelle, Big Hero 6 or Robin Hood?
Oh no, you get to go first this time.
Oh, do I go first?
Yeah,
this time?
Okay. Fair is fair.
I know this. Well, this one's kind of tough for me. I love Big Hero 6. It's actually pulled out of a Marvel book. I actually did the logo for the original comic book of Big Hero 6.
No.
Yeah, and then, God, I loved Robin Hood as a child. Obviously, I have all these movies, so this one's kind of tough for me. God, I don't want it just to be nostalgia too, because right, I also want it to be the better movie. And I think Big Hero 6's story is a little bit more complete and sort of well-rounded. I mean, the Robin Hood story is cool, but even as a kid, I never quite grasped the whole why are the animals thing and what was that all about. But I still loved it. I think I'm going to make Sophie's choice here, and I'm going to take Big Hero 6 is my choice. So, Michelle, what about you?
Yeah, you know, I did see Robin Hood as a kid, but I think that if you take clearly the animation is going to be better in current times, but I just, I don't know, Big Hero 6, it's one of the ones that I actually own. I love the music. I love the characters, Baymax, it just completely worked for me. It just charmed me, and I can't say that Robin Hood charmed me, and so for that reason I would choose Big Hero 6. And plus I listen to the soundtrack. I know you do too, Chris.
Yeah.
When I'm running, I listen to it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Actually have some of that on my playlist. So
it's great music.
Yeah.
Mike?
One of the challenges of doing this is to try to establish a consistent criteria throughout, and that's going to be the toughest thing for me.
Yeah.
You talk about the advances in the animation and the sound and music and stuff. So I'm trying to keep that consistency throughout. And I think one of the things that I'm trying to focus on in most cases is the story that's being told and the message that's being told. And I also think that, that can be a little biased too, because obviously in today's world, we're open to talk about more things than back when, in the 40s and 50s and 60s or whatever. So having said that, though, I'm going to also go with, what is it called? Big Hero 6?
Big Hero 6.
Big Hero. And I just had a.
My Hero Zero.
I think that the message is good, and I think that
even if the name is not known, but
all things even, I'd go with Big Hero 6.
Wow, wouldn't the criteria have to be knowing the name of the movie?
Oh my god. Wow. All right.
Sorry, Mike. memory is the second thing to go. I can never remember what the first is. all right. So next one up, guys. Michelle, I guess now it's your turn.
How did you follow that?
Well, this one's going to be an easy one. I can almost just deal with it.
All right, you tell me what I'm going to say.
You're going to say Zootopia.
Okay.
Because the other choice is The Rescuers Down Under.
Oh, yeah. Let's move on. Yeah.
Mike, should we just call it quits on this one?
Zootopia. Yep.
You agreeing, Mike?
Yes.
Zootopia or Rescuers Down Under? Okay.
yes. We don't know.
One of those. I choose one of
He calls it Gootopia, but okay.
Whatever. Okay, Michael. Would you choose between Chicken Biddle or Peter Ban? Chicken Little or
This is reminding me of a Monty Python.
That is a mismatch of tremendous. That's a mismatch. It's Peter Pan.
Down on the mat. Who's on the mat?
Peter Pan. Released Chicken in Little? 1953. Peter Pan.
Okay. Michelle?
Peter Pan. Chris?
The beginning ones are going to be easy because we're going to pick off some of the really...
Chicken Little. I mean, even when I was watching it, I thought, this cannot be over soon enough for me.
That was the first Disney character I ever...
wanted to take out?
No, I went out at Halloween when I was a young boy. I wanted to be Peter Pan.
Oh, I thought you meant went to be Chicken Little.
Okay, next one up. Who started? Mike started the last one. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm up, and it is Beauty and the Beast or Home on the Range. So obviously, Beauty on the Beach. That's the one I'm choosing.
Beauty on the Beach.
Wow.
That's the adult version.
Now we present your sand.
Bartender, I'll take another. I'm assuming going around the horn here, everybody's in agreement on this one.
Around the horn, that's ESPN.
I think Beauty on the Beach beats out.
Yeah. You have to really ask me.
Oh, I know.
Okay. All right, Michelle, you're up now.
Oh my God.
Wipe the tears away. Let's go.
Okay.
Your choices today are Alice in Wonderland or The Great Mouse Detective.
I would say Alice in Wonderland.
Mike?
Yeah, I never really was a fan of either one, but I think I'm going to go with Alice.
Yeah, I agree. I did like The Great Mouse Detective, but Alice in Wonderland is sort of that classic that you can't do without. So
there's no Great Mouse Detective attraction either.
Yeah.
So there has to be a reason for that, right?
That's another criteria that we could go with. So, Mike, next one up is The Princess and the Frog and 101 Dalmatians.
Dalmatians.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dalmatians as well. Michelle?
Dalmatians, yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, is that the first time they used pencils for the animation instead of going to the ink stage? Was that the first movie that did it? I can't remember.
We only had someone who was in that kind of business.
I know. I don't know. I can't remember if it was this one or if it was the Jungle Book, maybe. I can't remember.
Do you want to know, Chris, if it's the first ink or what?
You know what it is? So if you look at it, it's very sketchy, the animation, because they shot from the pencils. Like, it wasn't fully like inked up like they used to do on the original one, the older. Like, they did it, I think they did it on Peter Pan. They did it on Robin Hood as well. I don't remember which was the first, though. But it was a new way of doing things that made the process go quicker. Anyway. All right. So the next one up. Well, you look that up. I guess I'm up now, right? This is my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this one's going to be tough. Pocahontas or Lilo and Stitch? And I got to say, I'm going to go Lilo and Stitch. It's the first movie I took my kids to see. I love the story behind it. I thought it was everybody thought like it was going to be the little movie on the side that didn't do anything, and it did amazing numbers, and it was probably one of Disney's biggest hits. And you see, I mean, other than the horrible attraction, it spawned a lot of offshoots. So that's the one I'm going. Michelle, Pocahontas or Lilo and Stitch?
I loved Lilo and Stitch, and I would watch it again and again. I mean, I think for me, it's just the Stitch ride is the only thing that sort of colors that
right.
movie. But I thought it was very cute. I own it. I don't own Pocahontas. I love Colors of the Wind, but and I do enjoy that part in Fantasmic when they have Pocahontas. But yeah, Lilo and Stitch I think is really charming and fun. So that's. That's one for me.
Michael?
You know, the Pocahontas animation, for some reason, always seemed to bother me because it just didn't look... It looked like it was 10 years older than it should have been.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think that, you know how, I believe, Chris might know more about this than I do, but the Disney animators, they were able to produce films at 25 frames per second, I believe, and everybody else was doing 12 frames per second. So you got more information, more data in the same amount of time than the other film places would, the other film companies would do. So I thought that for some reason Pocahontas dropped back. Having said that, I am picking Pocahontas. Because I just didn't like Lilo and Stitch,
really?
I know what the story's about and all that, and I just didn't like it, and that's it. I don't like Stitch. I don't like Lilo.
Okay.
I like Pocahontas.
You should hear what they say about you. Oh my God! Wow, I know, it's a little creepy.
No, I mean, I like Pocahontas. I like Pocahontas the movie. Let's move on.
Yeah, okay. Where you get yourself in trouble. I will say, though, I had, like, I'm not usually one that geeks out or freaks out, but
not you.
Well, not over people, not celebrities or whatever. And but I was at the Magic Kingdom a couple of years ago, and as we were getting on Rock and Roller Coaster, and in line in front of us was Chris Sanders, who's the director and voice of Stitch. And I totally lost. I was with friends, and they were like, what the hell happened to Chris? Because I started talking. I'm like, oh, my God. So my, and, like, I don't think the guy knew what to make of me. And I was just like, oh, my God, I love all
your
work.
That's what we say every week.
I know.
Wow. And so, that's cool. Yeah, how did you recognize him?
Because I love his work, so, you know, big fan. So.
Well, so go ahead. Are you finished? Because
I'm done.
All right. I just want to say that now I have a little story, too, that I actually, when I went to, I won the, happiest really?
Pass holder
on Earth contest. And a few years later, Disney flew me to New York City, and I was there for the announcement of the
Year of a Million Dreams.
Yeah, Year of a Million Dreams, blah, blah, blah. And I saw Judy Kuhn, who sings Colors of the Wind in Pocahontas. So I had a little bit of – that's a little bit of my celebrity story, I guess. I saw Judy Kuhn.
That's why you chose Pocahontas.
Who I believe also was in Les Mis, right, Michelle? Would you know that?
I don't know.
I think I she was know. In – I think she sang one of the – I think she played – anyways – Let's
and here's
on.
My brush with fame. I went on the Stitch ride.
There you go.
That's it.
That's okay. Infamous. Right. Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll help us on the next one, Michelle, which is a very easy one again.
Okay.
Probably one of the worst Disney animated movies, The Black Cauldron and Bambi.
Oh, Bambi.
Has to be, right, Mike?
Yeah.
You can't be with your mother.
Were you in Bambi, Mike?
No. I'm going to go with Bambi.
As will I.
Bambi. Right. What's the so name next of the up. What's the name of the skunk in Bambi?
Thumper?
Flower.
Flower.
Okay.
See, Thumper is the rabbit, right?
Thumper.
You should know that one, Michael. Yep.
That's right. I'm a stinker.
All right, Michael. Next one up is Tangled or The Sword in the Stone?
Tangled. Or Sword in the Stone. A tough decision. I'm going to have to think about that. And it's probably going to take me at least until the next episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. We hope that you're playing along with us as we go through the brackets. And so for Chris Iliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.